0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. Margaret O'Brien is in Cappamore in County Limerick. Margaret, these bats will be will drive you out of your house.
They're driving. Well, they will drive me out of my house, Joe. But not only that, they've driven me out of my mind.
Okay, tell us.
I'm trying to explain that to professional people.
Yeah.
How this can happen, and when you feel you're not being heard. It has been an absolute nightmare for me for the last few days. I haven't slept, needless to say. When I do sleep, I'm dreaming about him. And I have to get to work and carry on my normal day.
Okay, tell us about your house and when you first noticed this infestation.
So basically, this episode occurred roughly about a week ago when I was closing my front door late at night.
Yeah.
My daughter was actually here visiting. I live alone, but my daughter was visiting and she closed the door, and the next thing I heard a scream, and there was a bat gone down the hall. I live in a bungalow.
Yeah.
There was a bat gone down the hall straight into my bedroom, and there the nightmare started, and this was 11 o'clock at night. So between she ran in and managed to get the window open.
Okay.
And tried to coax that bat out while he swooped all over the room. And if he didn't swoop in the room, I have an open wardrobe. He was clung somewhere into the line of clothes.
Okay.
And, and then maybe eventually would come out. An hour and a half before, we couldn't go in. So then we finally got in with a long pole, started swooping, and we finally got him out after about an hour and a half.
Okay.
And shouting and screaming and trying to now, as I say, although I went up neighbours, but the neighbours are a bit of a distance away, so you know that wouldn't be heard.
So that's one bat, and he's gone.
So that was one bat. We got rid of that bat, and the following day, the same thing happened. What I've now realised, and I've been well educated, of course, these bats are out at sunset, so from 10 o'clock at night they start coming out, and this is when the problem arises. So the second, I actually thought she was joking me, because again, down the hall to go to the bathroom or something, another one. Same thing, into the bedroom. Swooping around.
Mm-hmm.
And again, another episode trying to get them out. Him out. But the third one that, as I say, I'm lucky to be alive, is lying in bed.
Oh, God.
And the bat came swooping down while I was lying in the bed.
And did you see him?
I said, oh God, did I see him or what? I was just lying, saying to myself, trying to calm myself down and say, look, I've got to get to sleep. It's this hour of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And this bat came swooping down. Obviously, had been dormant in the clothes, as I was saying to you.
Oh, good luck.
This can happen.
And do you think bat three was the same as bat two, was the same as bat one? I think it's the same bat.
No, it's not the same bat, because I then made my calls to the rangers, the professional people who deal with this.
Yeah.
And I was told that they would come. You see, I had a small, a roost of them last year.
Oh,
they call these maternal roost, bachelor roost. I probably had a bachelor roost last year, but there was only a few. They went, I had someone out that told me, yes, seal off, which I'd done. All was done, and that was all put to bed, was assured that that would be fine. What they've done this time is they've come to the back of the house, but they're a much a bigger crew. They're probably what they call maternal roosts. So they're in the attic, basically. And because I had a couple of which no one had pointed out, or I suppose explained to me, well, the professionals that you expect professionals in a job should do, hadn't pointed this out, that I needed to seal every nook and cranny. So we can only assume now that the nest that's up there, because I now have about 60 bats in my
60?
Attic. Oh, yes, because I count. Oh, I done a survey for the professional person. He needed a survey done. So I sat outside the night before last between 10 and half past 11, three of us. And we seen 30 bats come out either from under my slates, my Velux window, etc. But when I told him that, he was very thankful for the comprehensive report, of course, I had submitted to him. He couldn't offer any help, only tell me to, you know, relax. And if they did come in, put on a pair of gloves. And, you know, if you had a pair of gloves and a net, maybe you'd be able to catch him and release him. So I'm standing in a frenzy looking at him, and he's telling me that this is what I could do and that they're very harmless. So this was the professional advice I got. So he also, of course, went on to reiterate to me, to let me know that these were not the baby bats. These were the mothers, and there was probably, they have a pup once a year. So I was likely to have the 30 that went out. So I definitely have 30 plus pups in there. Indeed. That are unable to fly yet. Yes. And that was even more reassuring from the professional, and that they were in there. Nothing can be done. They're protective species, as you know. I just got to ride it out. I got to seal up and stay out of my attic, leave them mature, and let them fly off. And, you know, they're harmless. And that was it.
But when you were,
and I said, yeah, but my mental health.
Yes, yes,
Joe,
yes.
I said, my mental health, I said, I will end up somewhere. And I think I'm a fairly solid person. I've been living here for the last couple of years since my husband died on my own. There isn't too much that phases me. But I was trying to tell them that this had, because the whole thing from the previous year, I suppose, just had a snowball effect on me. So I said, I need something to for my I'm going to go mad. And I can't afford to move out. So what do I do? That's the help I got. Oh, I was also told then that I would sign this designation form that would entitle them to come, and I could seal up my place in October. And I'd have to wait till October, because I have to make sure that they've all left, because there's no way anywhere can be sealed up till October.
What
so basically, I put up with it.
What are you going to do between now and October?
Now, oh my God, my guardian angels came to me today, because at work, I had contacted this person. I won't say her name, but she is a volunteer. But obviously she takes in things, birds with broken wings, etc., etc.
Okay.
She's a one person, volunteer. I had linked in with her, and she keeps phoning me back, because she keeps saying, I know where you go. I can sense the fear in you, Margaret. I'll be there to help, and I'll try and contact the rangers to come out and give you more help. I had the senior ranger on the phone yesterday, reiterating from the same hymn sheet, all of what the other guy, and I said, there's no point in telling me that. I said, I'll go to prison if I have to. These have to go. And but this girl then got in touch with another who had just got this phone call today.
Right.
So I'm in a way, I'm glad to be able to get, hopefully I can give some other people advice. A most beautiful West Cork man who is also a volunteer and has worked with bats for 30 odd years and has been all over the country, so he even knows my area, has said he would come at any time, can very much understand my fear and why I need all this advice, and to be, you know, reassured and contacted on a regular basis, and the place to be inspected, which he should have done last year, to give me more advice that this wouldn't happen this year.
But Margaret, can the Batman get rid of your bats?
Now, I'll tell you what he's reassured me. Obviously, can't get rid. They're protective species.
Okay.
Very difficult to get rid. The pups,
by the way,
are not
Margaret,
blind.
So are you. You're a protected species. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't come into us, Joe. If you see me speaking to these two rangers, I don't come in. The human being living in the house does not come in. Cease to exist. You just get on, live with the bats. Unfortunately, they come into your house, they will go away. They will go away, but not until October, he told me, because this year has, because this year is probably predicted to be fairly mild, they won't actually go away until the temperature drops. I was told that last year. This man today, who has a lot more information, he's not a ranger, he's a volunteer, but obviously he's interested in his job. He told me he can do something by the end of July.
Okay, stay with us, Margaret. JP Stakelham, JP.
Yes, Joe.
Bats.
I had exactly the same problem. I had exactly the same problem as that lady. Exactly the same. But I asked somebody one time, and they said, "Oh, yeah, there's a cure for that. Sulphur candles in the attic.
Sulphur candles.
Buy them. Sulphur candles.
Which
you can buy them in any hardware store.
And what's a sulphur candle as opposed to a?
It's a little tin. It's a little tin. A tin like with like the head of a match.
Okay. But you know, JP.
And there's a week in it.
No, you know. Yeah, but what you're doing is illegal. You cannot get rid of the bats. They're protected. Did you know that?
Yes, we've had that. I know it. I had a ranger, a wildlife ranger in, and the kids were small at the time, and the kids used to go on absolutely crazy at night, especially in the hot weather.
They were afraid of them.
But I don't think it is illegal. You're not exactly getting rid of them. You're just removing them somewhere else.
No.
Okay.
You're not killing them. Let
me ask, in terms of an alibi for you, JP, do the sulfur candles serve any other function in the attic? Like light or...
No. There's no flame. There's no flame. You're left with a smell of sulfur. That's the only nuisance.
But what are sulfur candles? What are they sold for?
I'm not exactly sure, but the man that told me was a very knowledgeable character.
But you're saying it did work.
Oh, absolutely, immediately.
And why were your children so afraid of the bats, JP?
Oh, God, they'd appear in the house just as they were going to bed around 9 o'clock every night during the really warm summer nights.
Yeah, like now,
Over a couple of years. And they were afraid of... They were flying around the kitchen and they'd be afraid they'd get caught in their hair.
Okay, but did they ever do
that? No, that sort of thing.
But did they ever attack
the tree? No, absolutely not, but... I had this conversation with a wildlife ranger one time. He says, you know you can't touch him. I said, I know, but try and extend that to a child that you're trying to get to bed at 9 or 10 o'clock at night and they don't sleep.
I take it, but do they bite? Like Margaret, Margaret has at least...
They're more of a nuisance factor than anything else.
Yeah, but you see, Margaret has 60 in her attic, 30 mothers and 30 pups. Now, every mother in every kingdom and every species will protect the pup, will protect the baby. I know that.
Yeah.
Okay. But yours are gone.
It's an environment they can't live in, so they leave. That's basically what happens. You don't kill them.
Okay, thanks, JP. Yeah. Okay, you didn't king them. Fair enough, you're an innocent man. Etna Ring, Etna.
Hi, Joe.
You have been bitten by a bat, you say.
I have. No, I don't want to scare the nation have bats in their attic, but I was bitten back in, I'd say it was 2015. No, I was in bed, and there was obviously a bat on the pillow, and I put my head down on top of him. So the next thing I felt... Two little, it was like pinpricks with a shot of electricity, just a tiny kind of a zoom. And I looked, and I didn't know what it was. I thought it was I thought it was a frog, which sounds ridiculous, but I woke my husband and I said, there's a frog, and I could see it hopping. And he said, no, it's a bat. So he got something, he got a little container to take it out, and he opened the window and threw it out, and there he was looking out in his underpants, and he goes, I think it's going to be okay. And there I was rubbing my face because I had just been bitten by the bat.
Did he draw blood?
No, but you could see, I could see
the mark
where it was. Yeah, now I went back to sleep, and Liam then decided he'd better check it out. So he was kind of slightly worried then about what to do. So the next morning he rang, I think it was Cherry Orchard, some centre for diseases.
Cherry Orchard Hospital in Dublin, If you come back from abroad and God forbid you have a rare disease, you're whipped up to Cherry Orchard, just on Ballyfermot there. Did you think you might need a tetanus injection or something?
Yeah, rabies injection.
Oh, mother, you're not serious.
Honestly, yeah, I didn't take it that seriously, but they rang back. Actually, he left a message, and they rang back straight away, and they said that, now obviously it's very rare, but they can carry rabies, and somebody, I think somebody years ago in 2009, I think they, no, this is very rare. Some guy got, I think he got rabies and died as a result.
Good look, hang on. Margaret.
So, but very, no. very rare now. So, and the chances of Jesus. The chances of you lying down on top of a bat on your pillow.
Yeah, but it happened to you. It happened to you.
It did, yeah, it did. So I actually had to, there was a scramble then to see where there was the rabies vaccine. So there was some in Shannondock. So I got, you have to get, I think day one, there's a whole series of
so you got vaccinations. You got rabies injections.
I did. I got a whole series of them.
Wow.
And I also got slagging from all my friends. They thought it was hilarious that I got bitten by the bat.
We've been told
that they don't Margaret. Carry rabies. Yeah, we've been told. I've been looking into that. We've been told that they don't carry rabies. And the reason that they're much more vigilant about all of this in the States is obviously they do. They do carry rabies. And they have a whole different approach to how they clear bats, and they are cleared out of houses because they're deemed that even their feces, all that, is detrimental to people with respiratory issues and all that type of stuff.
Well, the minute you Google bats and rabies, up comes the following. Margaret, I'm worried for you now listening to all of this stuff. You'll never sleep again. Bats are one of the most commonly reported rabid animal in the United States. They're leading That's cause right. of rabies deaths in people in the United States. Now, this is the United States. If you find a bat in your home, try to capture it for testing. By testing the bat for rabies, you can find out if you need to be vaccinated.
There you are now. Yep. Now, in fairness, Steve, the volunteer did ask me, which is a fantastic man, that I spoke to only about an hour ago before I left to work.
Well, apparently...
He did ask me, was it a long-eared bat? I said, I don't know what ear, because he won't be near me that close. I should check his ears.
Ireland's bats have been rabies-free for 120 years. 1903, and they've been rabies-free in Northern Ireland. I don't know how to recognise the border, but they've been rabies-free in Northern Ireland for 100 years. Mm. There's never been a case...
I was told that they're no rabies.
There's never been a case in Ireland of bat rabies transmitted to a human. But you're telling me yet, in 2015, you rang the authorities when you were bitten by a bat, and they said to you, you need a rabies injection, just in case.
So... No, I think it's pipistrelles or something that we have in Ireland, but I don't know what. But I mean,
that's right.
And they rang back straight away, which, you know, you would think if they didn't deem it to be that serious. Now, I suppose it was just as a precaution, and if somebody queried it and said they had been bitten, that they would have had to follow through, you know.
Well, you see, now I'm seeing this is on
the whole thing I'm thinking about, this protective species, which I oh Lord, is ringing in my ears day and night. What is the protective species? What do they do? They gather up insects. So what? And obviously they only produce one pup a year, and sometimes alternate years. So what's the big thing about the protective species? It's escaped me completely anyway, that these flying mice are so precious. But
they're not rare anyway.
By the way,
they're not rare.
I'm now on a HSE website, not a government website. Rabies is a viral infection of the nervous system that can infect almost all mammals, including humans, foxes, dogs, raccoons, bats and skunks. And the bats, particularly the insect-eating bats, they're the ones we have in Ireland, aren't they?
But they're the ones, that's what they live on. Yes. That's the staple diet.
Okay, where's Champagne? Yes. Champagne Chamberlain, joe@rt.ie. You've got bats.
Yeah, I really think people need to educate themselves more on wildlife.
Okay, well, you can help us.
Because bats are essential in killing and eating bugs and midges, mosquitoes, all those sort of things. And without bats, the whole ecosystem is interrupted. If you speak, we've had bats in our house my whole life, and I counted 50 the other night.
Yeah,
and they obviously have pups, so that's 100, and they cause no trouble.
And where are they living, Champagne? Where are they living?
They're living in the attic space between the fascia and the soffit.
And do they make any noise?
Oh, a little bit, not too bad.
Yeah, they're true.
But they're part of our, they're part, they're, I'm delighted to have them. I really don't, I think people need to be educated on, you know, the same thing with swallows, people blocking off swallow nests and,
why are you,
know, you
delighted
out...
to have them? Sorry, I know you're saying they're scooping up insects. There's a lot of other things scoop up insects. Why are you so thrilled to have bats in your attic?
Bats take a lot, eat something like 3,500 midges or something. I don't know exactly the number.
That's right. There's a huge volume.
If you read a huge volume, and without them, like those midges and flies that everyone's complaining about all the time, are going to increase.
We've loads of midges and flies around. I don't see in my area here, considering I'm supposed to have all these bats, I'm still inundated with all the midges around the window and everywhere else at night. I don't see this has reduced them anything, for me anyway.
Well, they have for us anyway, because my brother lives just down the road and he has a huge midgy problem, but he doesn't have any bats, so I don't know. Like,
but I
find them quite inoffensive, and I just, that's all I want to point out. As far as the rabies thing, I think that's sensationalism, because that's obviously in the US, not here.
Well,
I'm frightening people is the same as frightening
well,
people.
You'd want to tell whoever in the Irish health authorities told Aetna 5 years ago, not 50 years ago or 120 years ago, they told her 5 years ago that she was bitten by a bat, that she should get a series of rabies injections.
Yeah, well, maybe
Joe, can I say something?
Yes, who's that? Aetna?
Aetna.
Go ahead, Aetna.
Yeah, because, and I don't, I'm not sensei, it happened. We have loads of bats. I like them. They eat the midges. They're supposed to be a very good sign of good air.
Okay.
We catch them every now and again. They come into the house. We were able to catch them without injuring them. We put a little bowl over them and we sent them on their way. So we just live with them. And, but...
Is there anything that you may have a phobia and you don't find very
nice? I can understand.
In your life.
I can understand it. No, I can understand it because, I mean...
Have you had swoop into your bed while you've been asleep? Swoop down as they do, because they don't fly, as you know, they swoop up and down.
They operate on radar. They're blind.
Good luck. And Champagne, can you...
No, but I can understand...
I do understand people's fear, like with spiders or whatever. That's fine, but I just think they certainly shouldn't be interrupted in their breeding cycle. Fair enough if you want to block off your attic once they're gone, but not during the breeding cycle. Definitely not. I don't agree with that.
But Champagne, do you understand why people have got this phobia about bats? Evil spirits. What are vampires? Harbingers of, you know what I mean? It's in our mythology.
Oh dear.
No.
You seek out, no matter if someone has a problem, no matter about anything, even forgetting about that, if you seek out the professionals for help and advice, mm-hmm. and you do not get it. And yet today, from two volunteers, I am reassured that there's something. I have been told it's not going to be October, for instance. July will probably be about the time,
I'll come back.
A very professional. But he is a volunteer. Yeah. So the people are being paid to do this are not doing the work, is what I'm saying.
Well, they're
that's the other point.
But
they're
Champagne, they would, the bat rangers would be paid to protect the bat, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
That's their job.
Are these volunteers?
Are they volunteers? I just know about living with bats. And I think we have to learn to share the planet all with lots of different species, whether they be bats, spiders, owls.
Rats?
And just get away.
Rats?
Well, no.
Do you have one of those in your house as well?
I'm a farmer. I have a cat.
I grew up on a farm. Believe me, I have very little fear of any of these things. But when a bat is zooming in my bedroom, that's a different story altogether.
Yeah, I totally understand.
Champagne,
we can't be making light of these things at all.
No, we're not.
Margaret,
stay with us. We're going to get a solution to this. Champagne, it sounds like from what you're saying, if you didn't have bats in your attic, you would get them.
Possibly, yeah, possibly. I don't mind them there at all. We had them as children in our house. We still have them. We've always had them, so I'm used to them. But I, 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 totally understand and respect people if they have a fear of them, but that's fine. But I just think there needs to be more education. And
yeah, but scaring
people about rabies and, you know, it's a rare thing that a bat will bite you, really. I mean, if you corner any animal, whether it be a dog, a cat, what?
We already had one caller who's been bitten.
Yeah, one. Well, I find it hard to believe you get too many more than one now. But anyway, maybe I'm wrong. But
one is enough to start off with, isn't it?
Champagne,
not being facetious again, but what about, what about bat shit? Which is what I'm going at. Do they not poo in your attic?
I suppose they do, yeah. I suppose they do. But they're not near anything.
There's no smell or anything.
In the kind of facious buffet part.
So what would you... finally before the break, Margaret's going to stay with us because we need to get a solution. What would you say? Margaret's lying in bed and she sees what she thinks is this kamikaze bat heading towards her. Okay?
Yeah, no, fair enough. That's obviously, you know, they're in her bedroom.
Well,
I don't have them in her bedroom.
Yeah, but how will you calm Margaret down? By telling her the bat, they are as blind as a bat because they are blind.
They have a radar. They operate on a radar.
Would they know to avoid Margaret?
Yeah, they should do because they avoid. That's how they swoop. They swoop around because they don't. Obviously, they'd hit and they'd crash into walls and everything if they didn't. They weren't. They have a sonar.
Sonar. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I totally understand Margaret's perspective and her fear of bats, but I just think. Overall, there needs to be more education on wildlife in this country.
And you're good at what's happened?
In the attic, you have your water tank, which has now become a problem for me because I don't think mine is sealed. So when we were watching them last night, they were coming out the other side of my house where I know my water tank is. So now that's an added problem for me because I've been told by this, again, great informed volunteer, who knows everything about them, that yes, if one got to the water, the others would follow. They tend to go in colonies like that. So I could have a lot of them in my water tank now at this stage. Yeah, I don't know.
You probably need to get that sealed over, I'd say. But anyway, I imagine your best solution is probably to, once they finish breeding, to block up the holes where they're coming in and stop them coming back.
What's happening on the farm today, Champagne? I know it's 24/7, 365, but is the weather a pain at this stage?
The weather? No, it's not too bad. We had a bit of a rain. We could do more with more rain for the because we had a drought. So we mostly have sheep and tillage. But there are a lot more flies around this year, that's for sure.
Even though you've got bats in your attic.
But across the farm,
There's a lot more mozzies and midgets and...
Yeah, a lot more flies, green bottles, which are called maggots, fly striking sheep. Yeah, so there's a lot more of those. But, I just feel quite strong about wildlife, whether it be an owl, a bat.
So we all do. Yes, I do too. But I just don't like things swooping around my bedroom.
Okay,
No, I quite get that. I quite understand that. I quite understand that.
Champagne, your first name. What a beautiful name.
Yeah, I think I spoke to you before.
Okay. Where did you get it from?
My parents, who have a good sense of humour.
Brilliant.
with a name
like Champagne, you have a very bubbly personality as well. Okay,
Thank you, Margaret. After the bat break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Okay, we're talking about bats. Margaret O'Brien, as we speak, in Cappamore in County Limerick, has at least 60 bats in her attic. They come out at twilight and they fly around. They're blind, as you know, but they have a sonar radar, and so they avoid walls and doors, obviously. But Margaret has got some awful frights. We also had Etna, who said she was bitten by a bat in Ireland 5 years ago. When she phoned the authorities, they said they told her to get a rabies injection just in case, even though there have been no cases in Ireland. Simon, bats in your attic.
Joe, how are you going?
What happened?
There's bats in the attic. Joe, I'm 45 and the bats are there as long as I'm there. I'm in an old house and it's due to get re-roofed.
Okay.
Waiting on the guys for the last 2 years, and I put them off there last week. They were supposed to start because the attic's full of bats.
And what, you'd have to get rid of them to do your new roof?
Yeah. Well, you disturb them, and sure, they're roosting now, so they're more than welcome to come back after the roof is gone, and I'm leaving a little entrance for them. And hopefully they will come back.
So you like them?
I've no problem. Yeah, sure. I read that they eat around 5,000 midges a night. I don't know how true that is, but yeah, they're no problem whatsoever. They're there as long as I'm there, and sure, I'm living there, so why can't they live there? They were probably there long before me.
Okay, good.
And hopefully they'll be there after me. And I discovered when the bat ranger guy came out, that the EU are now giving money if you have bats in your attic.
Well, tell me more.
I have to find out more, but it's just with endangered species, and if you have no problem having them there, and they're there for that long, that you're given money to keep bats in your attic or protect.
So you'll get bat rent?
We'll get bat rent, yeah, for bats in the back cave in the attic, yeah, basically.
Margaret is... Margaret.
I must start applying. I need to be backdated.
And you've 60 of them.
Oh, yes, I must put in that payment. I don't know who I address it to.
To the Batman.
Oh, dear God, thank God I can laugh.
Okay, John Hoey.
Yes,
you're a Batman as well. You think bats are harmless?
Bats are, in my opinion, are totally harmless.
Okay.
We have them here in the attic as well, and the house is about maybe 30 years old. And they've been there, well, definitely for the last 25.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine down the road has got in excess of 500 in his house.
Wow.
And we have counted, they've been counted coming out. And that'd be rough because you'd only count 500. You could miss quite a few as well. But there's loads of bats. And all I'd say to people who have them in the attic is make sure your tanks are covered. But your tanks should be covered. They should be covered whether you have bats or not. Because
yeah, true. Okay, yeah.
Up there, you know. And then they won't get into the water system. But they can get into the water system, but you have to be careful.
And what's the problem if their feces, the bat feces, does get into the water system? Is that dangerous?
Well, it doesn't really, because I think they only do their poo when they're sitting, you know, so they'll be, you know, they'll be in behind covers. They won't be in the attic. You won't see them. They'll be under the felt, between the felt and the tiles. You know, that's where the.
And do they make noise, John?
Ah, look, you might hear. No, you'd hear an odd little squeak out of them, but not. You wouldn't hear them in the house.
This apparently is a colony of bats.
Probably from the zoo or somewhere out in Tasmania or somewhere. Don't mind them. Ours don't make that noise.
And Margaret, do yours make that noise in Tasmania, Capamore County, isn't it?
My Tasmanian ones. No, but I didn't hear the noise until I was alerted when we were up there sealing we had sealed. You could hear it then. You could hear low pitched. All right, I could hear it.
And can we get someone into your attic to cover your water tank?
That's going to be the next thing now. I realise that has to be done, especially.
Well, you're not going up, are you?
No, I can't. I wouldn't be. I just wouldn't be physically able to do that. No.
Yeah, of course.
No,
Joe. Just one.
John Howie. Joe, yeah.
Yeah. Just on the thing there. You know, all I'd say is, you know, about people who get, we'll say, maybe a little excited about bats. Young people shouldn't be afraid of bats. You know, and everybody needs to talk about them in a different tone. Do you know what I mean? That not to get kids excited about bats when, you know, they don't kill anybody, and they are a very necessary part, as one of the earlier guys said, they eat between 5,000 and 6,000 insects every night. You know, and anybody that watches bats will know what way they go. They come out of the house, they come out of the attic, and they'll go the same direction every night.
Okay.
And they come back in, and, you know, they're in and out, but I think fabulous little item.
Last night now, two or three of them just kept circulating in the backyard as if they got all confused, but they didn't go the straight line, as you say. But maybe that's some of them. But I've watched them now for the last two nights, so I'm an expert in how they get out and what way they go. Some of them head off, others just trail around the house.
Well, any of the trails around the house, they're normally after the flies and the insects that's around the house first before they head out.
So they're cleaning the house first. They're hoovering the house first.
Hoovering the house, and now that's exactly what they're doing, Joe. Little workers, and everybody should love them.
Well, I'm not impressed with their hoovering so far anymore, because I see an awful lot of insects any night on the windows. So they're not doing an amazing job, as you say. What many insects they hoover up. So does a lot of other things, you know what I mean?
John, they're not a hoover in Margaret's eyes, because she's dicing to see the back of them.
No.
Yep. It's unfortunate she's had a bad experience, but she should try and just stay calm.
Yeah, I meant to say this to you. You said about, you know, the don't be telling children about bats. Sure, every kiddie's book, the baddie has a bat or a vampire on their shoulder.
I know that, but they don't be telling them that they're harmful and they're going to bite them and things like that. They should be told and educated. Education is the way forward, even for people who are not children, you know.
Yeah, Okay. You know, okay, John.
It should be for us all. Okay. Done in the right way, bats are fine, you know.
Okay. John Hoey, thanks, John. 51551 Joe at RT.ie, back after this.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie. And 51551 is our text number. Catherine Morrow. Catherine, good afternoon.
Hi there. I didn't actually hear the very beginning of this, but I believe somebody was quite frightened of bats.
Margaret's there. Margaret, tell Catherine how frightened you are.
How frightened are you?
Yeah. Margaret.
Maybe she's gone.
And Jolati, the last one, while I was lying in bed, just came zooming in into the bed to me.
Yeah.
So I'm left with a horrendous fear because of that. So much so now, last night, even when a moth was flying by, I was jumping.
Yeah.
It's a fear. I know I will eventually get out, but it's a real fear at the moment.
Yeah. So, and you said you had a water tank and they might get into that. Did you?
Yeah, because last night when I watched, they were coming out the other side of my house, and we know the water tank is up there. And my son reminded me.
My
son thinks we have on the cover. I don't know. It's something I have to look at.
Yeah, it is, because, you know, anything could be getting into. I mean, dead flies get into, you know, flies get into attics and die in there and fall into water anyway. So, and, you know, rats, all sorts of little creatures could be in your roof space. So definitely you need to put on. I had to make my own cover for my own water tank. I didn't have room for a proper. And you need a good tight cover on your water tank for anyway. And then once you've got that, I would kind of ignore them. Just seal any gaps from your roof space into. I mean, I have them living in my roof space. Now, I love them. I rescue them, and I sometimes, and I rehabilitate them. So, and when I do rehabilitate them, I actually have them living in my bedroom in a large box so that I can keep an eye on them. So you can eventually lose your fear of them. That's all I would say. The first time I handled a bat, I wasn't frightened, but I was, you know, it was a strange experience.
Yeah, what's it like touching a bat?
Well, it's very, very. They're tiny for a start. These are tiny creatures, even the biggest ones we have. But the little pipistrelle, the smallest, it's like the weight of a swallow or something. You know, it's you can hardly feel the weight in your hand.
And what's the texture, the tactile?
Well, depending on whether they're furry. They've got lovely fur, lustrous sort of brown fur. You know, so when I got to know my bats, I would stroke them very gently, and they would actually vibrate with pleasure. I learned this from a bat rescuer in Cornwall. They're highly intelligent. The bat I had for almost a year got to know me and would make a very small sound, a communication sort of clicking sound, not its normal ultrasound. They're mammals. They look after their young. You know, they fly with their young clinging to their belly. You know, the young fly with them, their mothers, you know.
And they give birth and they suckle their young. Or their young
they do, they're mammals. Okay. Yes, yeah, okay, yes. Okay. I mean, they're very, very fragile, and they're running out of insects because everybody talks about biodiversity all the time now. But, I mean, they depend on those insects, and they will clear thousands of midges, which no one really likes, I don't think, every evening when they're flying around, you know, they will clear them. I mean, so if you destroy bats' habitats, which is happening all the time, you know, build bridges for it sometimes are strengthened, very old bridges are sometimes strengthened by spraying fortified sort of concrete underneath the bridge to sort of help it to hold it together. Bats are then entombed in the crevices in the bridge, and die horribly. Pesticides sprayed into roof spaces against timber. You can get more less harmful, like borax for sprayings, because normal pesticides sprayed into roofs will just kill them and kill them horribly. So the loss of food.
Two things, Catherine. One is, did you domesticate one of your bats?
Oh, no. I mean, the bats, well, the first one actually was probably very old and did, in fact, die when I had him almost a year. But I could not get him to fly again. But usually I found them with torn wings on, you know, and I've kept them until their wings have healed, which they do sort of usually. If it's just the membrane, it heals naturally, and got them flying again by letting them fly around my bedroom. Horror to Margaret. You know, they don't get tangled in your hair. They don't get tangled in anything.
And then
I
know that.
The second thing is, how do you know they're highly intelligent?
Well, you know, most mammals are. I mean, they're one of the oldest species that we know that has not changed for millions of years. I mean, the fossils show that bats are hardly changed. So they've adapted to their surroundings. I suppose it's a form of intelligence, I suppose, sort of adaption. The fact that that my bat got to know me, I mean, this was a very wild animal. This is like an animal from another planet because we don't interact with them normally. No, it's a very unusual
thing. When you say he got to know. He got to know you.
Yeah.
In what sense? He sat at the table with you?
I mean, he sat on my hand. Yeah. He would know. Well, I would come into the room and I learned to make this little clicking noise as well, very quietly, because they have very sensitive hearing. And he would click back to me. So he knew it was me. He knew it was me, and he lost all fear. He would climb onto my hand when I put my hand into his box. So he learned very quickly, this is safe. I think they regress, actually, and they become like baby bats again, because somebody with a warm hand, you know, this warm thing appears, and they climb onto it, and then I would feed him sitting on my hand.
Sounds you call him a he. It sounds like you gave him a name, did you?
He was a name. Yeah. He was a he, actually.
Batty.
Well, he was called Batto. It wasn't very, you know, imaginative to call him Batto, but he was lovely. And so I'm just saying, like, they are totally harmless. You can get to learn to love them if you read about them, like in, you know, not a nonsense. You know, if you read a wildlife book or something, there's a wonderful book which was produced by Dukas, actually, when it was Dukas, on Irish mammals. And there's a section on all the different types of bats. I've had pipistrelles and long-eared bats, you know, who are fantastic to look at, you know. And they're very gentle. As I say, I have been very slightly nipped because he would get annoyed when I was trying to teach him. Well, I was teaching him to fly, and he would fly a certain amount of times, and then he would think, well, you know, it's time you fed me, frankly. And sometimes he would show his didn't want to fly again by just giving me a tiny nip. But his teeth could not, or his jaw strength meant that he could not puncture my skin in any way, you know, not at all, you know. So if you don't puncture the skin, you're not going to get rabies, frankly, you know.
Yeah.
Just anyway, they don't have rabies. And you say that looking up a lot of things, recently, I don't know when, but the British bat handler died from rabies he contracted from being bitten by a bat. And we know that they can travel to Ireland.
Aileen and Castlebar disagrees. Aileen, good afternoon.
Okay. Good afternoon.
Speak to Catherine.
I'm just listening to everybody there, and I'm amazed, because I have bats and I don't like them. I wish I did. I have them for years. I have hundreds of them. in my attic. Yeah. Well, there's some in my attic, they fall through, and the rest are between, say, the felt and the tiles on my roof.
Yeah,
but I've hundreds and hundreds in every year.
Why do you not like them, Aileen?
Because they get into my house. Say last
How
Sunday
are they
evening,
getting in?
I have timber ceilings.
So have I.
I don't have plastered ceilings, and the house is over 40 years old, and I suppose the space is.
Yeah.
And Sunday evening there was one in my tumble dryer.
Oh.
Monday morning there was one in my kitchen sink.
Yeah,
so
but you see,
I just don't
it's
like
not the
them being so close to me.
I know, I agree. Well, my house is over 100 years old with timber ceilings. And I have to say, I did take the timber down, not because of the bats, and put a plastic membrane when I was insulating the attic, and then put the timber back up. And that meant they could not fall down. And that sometimes you have to do that kind of thing. And then you're finished. Then they're on the other side of the membrane, they can come and go. You won't be able to smell them, hear them, and they won't not going to get down into your house. I think we have to kind of just accept that, you know, they have to live as well. You know, it's a minor inconvenience.
Yeah,
for us.
Perfectly.
Their whole
there's
life.
Lots of places for them to live. There's lots
well,
of outhouses.
This is a problem.
Lots of places.
Well, there aren't
well,
as many.
I had to replace my water tank last year. My immersion heater kept blowing, you know, kept going. And I got the plumber, or I got the electrician. And three times he came to check it, and he said, in the end, I'm sorry, you'll have to get a plumber. It's a plumber's. So my plumber went up, and my whole water system was just, absolutely disgusting. I couldn't brush my teeth or nothing.
No,
Aileen.
You need a cover on your tank.
Aileen, he was probably
I've replaced it, but there was a cover on it, but there was one tiny little gap.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they got in.
Well, Aileen, you know what happened there? Yeah. Your man went into the immersion and he put it on bat.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Well, the country is split. One side wants people to leave the bats alone. The other side is terrified of them and looking at the downside. Dave Gibbons, you work in plumbing and heating. Have you come across dead bats?
Hello, Joe. Yes. We'd often go to you see, the problem with a bat or a bird or a mouse, if they die and they fall into the tank.
Okay.
And for argument's sake, if you were having a bat, you'd use a lot of water in your storage tank. So what they would do is they'd follow the water down when they're dead, naturally.
Yeah.
And they'd get blocked. They get blocked on the outlet. So then what happens is they might find their way into the pipes and they get stuck maybe in a valve that's inside in your hot press. So when you call out to a house then, what you're going to find is they've no hot water, they've no cold water, maybe the two of them, you know?
Yeah.
So then you go up into the attic and the tank is full.
Yeah.
Now you might see a mouse there or something. So then you have to turn off the water as best you can and then follow the pipes down, and sure enough, inside in a valve or connection, you'll find a dead mouse or a dead bat. But fairly, it's commonish enough, you know?
But they can. But so the thing is to keep your water tank covered.
Oh, it is, yeah, but you must remember, if you're covering your tank, there's an expansion pipe off the hot water cylinder and you must have a little hole for the pipe to go into it.
Yeah,
you could spend the day looking for it, because they'd be so rotten, you see, they'd actually go into a small fitting and you could have the house nail, you could have every connection stripped down and eventually you'll find them.
And you've no way of putting a little camera down or...
But you see, the trouble is there's so many pipes in the house. Yeah, you leave your thing.
So they can cause, if a dead bat did get into your system, your piping system, your plumbing system, your central heating system, your immersion system at home, it could be an expensive removal process.
Oh, dear, Roger. But like, you might be lucky to find him in the valve in the hot press.
It's where he's
because
stuck.
You have two valves there, one for hot and one for cold. But if he's gone down beyond that... To the pain, like, you know.
Okay. And Dave, what's the most unusual thing you found in a water tank?
A pigeon one time.
Okay.
But I couldn't tell the lady to the pigeon.
Why not?
I just said to the blockage, because he was so rotten. The smell.
The pigeon. The pigeon was so rotten.
Yeah, and he was smelling, you see, the water
good
smelling.
Luck.
So I had to wash out the tank.
Okay, fair play to you. Now you made a right decision there. The right decision there, Dave.
Not about that.
Okay, you mind yourself out there, Dave. PJ Kavanagh.
Yeah, Joe, how are you?
Good. Where are the bats in your life?
Oh, sure, I have two lots of them. They're in the roof. One lot goes in under the laid on the chimney.
Yeah.
And the other lot, in there's a porch built from the front of the house, and they go in right on the ridge cap, a little hole there under the ridge cap, and they go in there.
And you're for or against them?
Oh, God, they're a lovely little creature.
Okay.
Oh, they wouldn't do no harm to anyone.
And these little, what did Margaret call them at one stage? Flying mice.
Yes, oh, well, the flying
yeah,
mice.
They remind you of a little mouse.
They're
little
flying mice.
A head, something like a mouse. But they're no harm. Same within the last 10 years, maybe one of them came into our house now. And we have a two-story house. We left the windows open upstairs, especially there in the last few weeks with the warm weather. You'd have to leave them open, and they never bother coming in.
And you've
I must
never...
have a very inviting house.
We all have the windows open. I even could leave even the windows open downstairs. I'd be never a bother.
And PJ, are you on a farm or down the country?
Oh, yeah, we're farming,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, did you ever hear of anyone with ideas on how to get rid of bats for someone who couldn't stand them? Is that a fair question?
No, not really. No. Why would you want to get rid of them, sir? They're a lovely creature. So you couldn't want to get rid of them.
Yeah. Okay.
And, like, I also have a swarm of bees in the roof of the house.
Right. And do you get honey or are you just... They just live there.
Well, no, I don't get honey. But a cousin of mine comes with, he has beehives, about 30 of them, and he leaves a beehive over on the shed across from the roof of the house.
So you love all the little all creatures, great and small. What about PJ? What
last
about
last year? He's got five hives of our hive last year.
Okay.
And this year he got one.
And PJ, what about rats?
Ah, well, them boys can say to themselves, I don't want them boys around. I don't mind say that, but...
And how do you get rid of them?
You have a farm, Joe, you have all the animals. Yeah.
But how do you get rid of them boys?
Oh, I get rid of them with rat bait.
Okay.
Or a good cat.
Is that not very cruel, rat bait, no?
Well, it might be cruel and the rat, but not on me.
Okay. But you see, Margaret, and I'm not exaggerating here, but Margaret, to me, PJ, in fairness, has the fear, it has the annoyance of rats that you have of rats. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, but I don't know. She's thinking the wrong way, I think, honestly. You know what I mean?
Okay. How do you mean thinking the wrong way? How can you think the wrong way if you have a fear? There's a lot of people out there that have fears. I'm a professional person. I'm a nurse myself. I come across a lot of my patients apologising to me because they have a fear. And I explain to them, yes, that's an irrational fear, like spiders, whatever. I don't have that fear. I have this fear, and I have more so now it's reinforced because they came into my house. So... telling me that they're lovely little creatures and they can live where they above in the attic is not on for me. There's loads of derelict houses. There's plenty of places for them to live. I don't want them living in my house.
Well,
I don't like them.
Into the attic. They're between the slates and the fence. And they're not flying around the attic. They're just have that little space to themselves.
Right. Mm. Well, they haven't come down to you.
It's into the window. But that, I'd say in the last 10 years, probably one have come into the window.
Okay. Right, well, either, as I say, whatever I have that's inviting them in, you don't have it in your house, obviously,
I see him at night now when you be in the bed, and we have a light that shines back on down the driveway that shines back on the house, and you can see him flying around at night. And it'd fly right up to the window and just clear away to come to it, but never come in.
And PJ, have you noticed that they're any good with midges and insects and horseflies?
Oh, yeah. Sure, they're doing great work there, sure.
Okay. They're good workers. Okay, PJ, listen, I'll say there, PJ and Margaret. Tracy. Good afternoon,
Hi,
Tracy.
How are you? Good afternoon.
Are we for or against bats? I can't work out from your call here.
Oh, I was for them, Joe, but... I'm against them now at the minute.
Tell us.
We've been mitred for years with them now. They never cause any problems. And, like, their poo piles up and you get loads of fertiliser. And now their poo is actually staying in the cobble locking as well. But, like, I never mind it. Like, great fertiliser out of them.
Okay.
But I had a little boy 3 years ago and he's been diagnosed with autism.
Okay.
And he's non-verbal. So last year, he moved into his room, and actually the bats have started to come into our house. They're coming through the attic. I'm not sure. They're coming down the chimney into one of the rooms, coming into the hall up the stairs. We're just mired with them at the moment. And for that reason, I had to move my little boy into my room, into my room with me, because Joey's nonverbal and he doesn't make much sounds, and it's just a fear of something happening to him with the bats and the bats poo. So I'm just sort of, I'm waiting on a ranger. I got in contact with the park and wildlife last week, and there's a ranger due out to me Friday, but I'm just hoping, Joe, that he can get rid of them for me, because
I can assure you now, he won't get rid of them. Right. What you will do, what you get better advice is from volunteers who work with bats. And you get very little from a ranger. He'll tell you it'll be October.
Margaret, would you tell us what advice you got to get rid of them quickly?
Yeah, right. So from the ranger, the professional person, the person I called initially, told me I could do absolutely nothing about it
until October. Okay, have that.
Right. Yeah, because that's when the temperatures drop and they leave.
And a volunteer told you?
My volunteers, who are well informed, studied, the gentleman I spoke to today, has studied bats for 30-odd years in England and Ireland, told me that it is totally wrong, that by the end of July, he's going to get things in motion, maybe by the beginning of July, by the end of July, which has reassured me a lot, they will be flying and
Did he tell you what his secret magic trick is?
Oh, not the magic trick. What he has to come to the house and assess and see that once they've all flown, they will be preserved. There's no such thing.
They won't die.
Doing away with. No, they're not going to die.
Well,
that's
will the
why
pups
we have to
die?
Wait
will
for
the pups die?
No, the pups won't die, because it's going to take, I've been told by the two volunteers, the way things stand at the moment, 4 weeks maximum, all pups will be flying. And once they've flown out, and they can assess that, then I can start sealing up or do what I have to do. But it'll be only when they've flown the nest.
Yeah, well, you're going to change the lock so they can't get back in.
I'll change the lock. Okay. That's what I'll do. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But
I look at the whole house differently.
Yeah.
Tracy,
you're worried that your little boy will eat bat poo, is that?
I'm just afraid for him. Like, I know, like, they're harmless enough, but, like, he can't explain to me what's after happening, Joe. Like, if I went into the room and, like, if something went on, he can't explain to me what happened. Like, you know, if he put something in his mouth, he can't explain to me what happened, you know?
Yeah.
And I am mired with him, Joe, and I can't understand how they are protected, because there is hundreds upon hundreds and hundreds, like, probably in thousands down by me. And, like, it's just, I can't even open my window. See the hot weather we had? And I'm in a dormer bungalow. We can't even open our windows, Joe, because they're flying in. And even downstairs, if you open the windows wide, they're coming in. I am mired with them. And one even got stuck down behind the television unit last year. And the squeals of them for a couple of nights until we got them out. We couldn't get them out. I had to get it all taken down to take them out. I'm mired with them, Joe. I really need them gone now. And they're after been there for years, and I've never gone near them. I've been happy enough. Like, you know, they're not paying my mortgage, Joe. That's the way I look at it. But I need them gone now at the minute.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and as the other lady said earlier about adapting the house, this is getting a bit of a joke. You're adapting the house for the bats to come in and live in.
I'm trying to adapt my house.
And I love animals and I love wildlife, but this has gone crazy.
Okay.
At the moment, Joe, I'm trying to adapt my home.
Tracy, stay there. Okay, listen to Michael, because I think he agrees with you. But stay there, Tracy and Margaret. Michael.
She's the worst things I've ever seen.
Why?
They're just horrible. Flying rats. They do break my heart all of the time. They don't give me a minute's peace.
Well, in what way? Tell us.
Bring it out to bin in the evening. They fly around the shoulder, give you an awful fright. At night time, you hear them scraping and you hear them going, and they just don't stop.
But they're collecting all the flies from around the weedy bins.
I give a shite about the flies. I don't want to get this thing jumping on me around when I'm bringing out the bin. 10 years, I'd say, we have these.
And have you been listening to the people who are the bat people who are so in favour of them?
They're lunatics.
No, they're not. Don't say that.
They're lunatics. lunatics. But they're saying, not paying their mortgage. They're ruining the felt. I'm getting the leaks in the ceiling. And it's all, leave the bats. Yeah. Don't do anything to the bats. This is hurting my home.
Have you tried anything?
I'd give one of them a belt with a tennis racket if I could.
Yeah. Well, I was told to put on the gloves and remove them gently. And stay calm. This is the professionals tell you. Stay calm while you put on your gloves and are moving with the net. I mean,
well,
the logic,
they're sitting in their home with no bats.
Well, that's exactly what I said to him. You are sitting there in your ivory tower and you're telling us this. You know, it's an absolute joke, really, when you think of it. No understanding of the fear that you can have with these things. Scooping. And if they flew like a bird, it would be something. But this whole scooping thing, it just plays havoc with your nerves.
Okay.
No, yeah. They're horrible. Okay, yeah. They're horrible.
And Michael, how many bats do you reckon you have in your vicinity?
Oh, geez, I don't know. I'd be lying. I wouldn't have a clue. A lot.
Okay, where's Paul Keogh? Paul Keogh in Wexford, how many bats do you have?
Reckoned about 300, Joe.
Wow.
Now,
where?
I'm in Salisbury. They're in the attic.
Batman.
Yeah, okay.
So, there's no problems with them. I mean, I never get a smell off them. The only time I hear them is when I'm up painting the fascia. I might hear tiny squeaks.
All right.
I asked Batman, could I put a fishing net over the house when they're gone? And he said no, because there's some mother stay behind and there's Jacks, the older. Like bats stay in, you'd be blocking them in to get out would cause problems. I don't have a problem. The only problem is occasionally one will come into the house instead of going out. They are about 9:20 at night. You can see them falling. You can see, I think they watch the headlines for the news and then they go off in to get their dinner.
They watch Sharon and then they all go out.
Exactly, and then they're all gone like a but and you can see
like
them
a bat out of hell.
How did he get out of some of the crevices? I don't know. Because a previous owner to me got up onto the roof and started blocking all the little things in with some form of, I don't know what it was he put up there. I don't have a problem with them. I don't mind them. They don't cause me any problems. Batman said if you want to, you don't have a poo problem, but you can put a sheet of plastic up in the attic. After a couple of months, drag it out and throw it over your flowers. A great fertilizer, I believe. The guano is supposed to be the best you can get.
Okay, and you say Irish bats are grand. Chinese bats are terrifying.
I hear that man saying they were attacking them. Bats, well, I've never experienced attack, and I have 300 of them that I know of. I mean, I could have 500 up. I never went up and counted them. They don't have the passports going out at night, so they're flying backwards and forwards. This house actually is 1820 it was built, you know, so... It's an old gate lodge, you know, so...
Okay, stay there, Paul, back after this break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Now remember a JFK special this day next week, Wednesday, 60th anniversary of the visit of JFK to Ireland. If you were here, if you were there, if you were in the States at the time, especially shortly afterwards, the assassination, please participate. Joe at rt.ie. Mary Boylan, you have your bats in your external walls.
Yes. Hi, Joe. Nice to speak with you.
Likewise.
We do. We have on the outside of the house, there's a stone wall.
Right.
And they're going into the cavity on that. There's 151 of them. Well, there was on the last count.
Who counted 151?
I did, yes. Yeah, I set out one evening because I thought there's probably only three or four. I saw the drop-ins one evening.
But how did you get to 150? How do you know there's not 152 or 150?
Well, I don't, Joe, that's for sure.
Sounds
but again,
like you,
I suppose...
Sounds like you told them all to sit in the washing line and you counted them at the one time.
No, they kind of come out in threes as well. That's what I was noticing. They come out in sort of couples or in three and they fly off and do their thing and they come back. And one particular morning, now they're on the outside, but I can see from there's a window where I can look out. But they were coming back in one morning. They were just as dawn was coming, and it was absolutely fabulous to watch them coming in in a complete kind of flight. All of them coming back into that very small cavity, all in flight together. It was just amazing to see.
And almost synchronized.
Yes, yeah, it was
beautiful,
fabulous. Yeah. I wish I'd had a camera to video it, but I wasn't expecting it. And again, I suppose I liked
but
them.
But are they still there, Mary?
I don't know. I haven't set out now in a while, Joe, to look, but there's still drop-ins there, so I'm assuming they are there.
Okay, but you have no issue.
no issue at all. Yeah, they kind of keep the mice. I'm in the countryside, so they keep the mice and the midgets and all those things away. Yeah,
thanks,
so I'm happy.
Thanks, Mary. Sorry for holding you. John Patton.
Thanks, Joe. Take care.
Thanks, hello. Mary. Yes, Joe. Where are your bats?
My bats, Joe, are about 7 or 8 feet above my bed. Above the sea level, the wooden ceiling.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with bats as such, Joe. It's just the effect that they create. Mm-hmm. The urine, the smell, the ceiling is actually rotting in places.
Oh, good luck.
They've come through it. I've painted it innumerable times. I put stain block on it and it doesn't remove it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was inspecting it recently and there were various areas up in the attic were wet and I was wondering about bat urine leaking down the wires to the ceiling lights, to the bedroom lights. There was 2 junction boxes that were totally encrusted in bat shit. I removed about 2 10-litre buckets of bat poo. The smell on a hot day, is unimaginable. I had people staying with me at the weekend and one of them texted me and said you were dealing with bats. So that's why I just caught it. I don't mind bats occasionally flying through the house. That happens. You get a dead bat here and there. That's fine. But just the... I would be worried that they maybe would cause shorts or something in the lights. The ceiling just gets wet, saturated from all the urine.
But you said you found a 10-litre bucket of fat.
I filled 2 10-litre buckets.
So that must be millions of bats.
Well, I don't know, but I filled an awful lot, you know.
So are you trying to get rid of them?
Well, I wouldn't. It's the effect that they have. I don't mind them if the effect was less. The other thing is I've had the attic insulated with that yellow foam.
Yeah, okay.
They burrow into that.
Oh, good luck.
Where they've burrowed into it, it has crumbled, if you like, into a sort of a powder.
Right.
I had sheeting down over the foam. Mm-hmm. The sheeting is covered in bat droppings.
Oh, good luck.
And it's not that the there's sheet, not plenty you, of other...
You put the sheeting down and there was still sheeting down on it.
Well, it was what the rolls were wrapped in and then laid it over it.
Okay.
And I just...
Yeah, you've nothing against them, but still there.
It's not that there's plenty of other old... Yeah. Outhouses where they could habitate and go and have a peaceful existence.
Margaret, thanks, John Patton. Margaret, do you think you'll sleep tonight?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm hoping as time goes on, I may do.
You know, are you anyway reassured by, especially Catherine, who said, listen, pardon, but all they're doing is hanging out. Like, they're not.
I would prefer some other things to be hanging out and maybe still. No, I look at
Aidan Turner, Paul Dark.
I can see that there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay, you have me now with you prefer a few other things hanging out, you? Okay, listen, stay with us, Margaret, won't you? And if we get any more ideas in, because you put it so strongly at the start, but as you heard, the arguments are for and against. That's Margaret O'Brien in Cappamore in County Limerick. Lisa Marie Berry produced, Lee Mullins on sound, Leon Dunn's the BCO, and Ray Darcy's next.
0818 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email Joe at rte.ie.